So was Tyrone against Mayo on Sunday in the All-Ireland Minor Football Championship semi-final. Two men going into Sunday's encounter have been there before, of course. Both Raymond Munro and Cathal McInerney guided Tyrone to an All-Ireland title in 2008 at Mayo's expense. That experience then could prove vital on Sunday at Croke Park.
Well, I think it is important. Anybody tell you any experience down the line is very important for anyone to have. The fact the management have, you know, it's important for probably the preparations and making them aware of the pitfalls. But as we try to tell them, the minute they step over the four white lines in Croke Park, they become the managers. You know, they have to gain the experience out there. But what they're doing is they're playing a game of football that they've been playing from their under eights, under tens. So, you know, it's still 15 against 15, a White O'Neill's ball on green grass, and it's all about them showing the talents that we've identified that they've had. That's why they're part of the squad.
And ahead of Sunday's 1:30 throw-in at Croke Park, what's the situation with injuries?
Well, I suppose the big fact is maybe Liam has been training since the quarter-final match. He's basically been the only one that's training, I suppose, in the full sessions. He still has a wee niggly injury there, and I suppose the thing that's going again, Liam, is he's been out for a long time. You know, we'll assess him, we'll assess again Thursday night, and we'll talk to Thella to see. It'd be a big bonus, you know, Kiefer and Jonathan, their injuries still aren't far enough forward, I think, to have them available to the squad. But again, the fact that they're encouraging other fellas, you know, players been about together from April as a squad, and it'll, as the man says, they'll still be part of the squad whether they fit the tug out or not, and that's important that everybody's singing off the same hymn sheet.
And for the Carrigmore man, well, he's looking forward to the challenge of going back to Croke Park again with the Ulster champions.
Yeah, certainly you look forward to it. You wish it was here and was over and the right result, you know, and I suppose you get a little bit nervous too, because, you know, I'm a great believer the only time you can make things change things is when you're actually out there playing yourself. The fact that you can't get playing, you're putting your faith in the players, and you know we have to do that. We have grown to know the players a lot better than we did against Dublin. The players have grown to know each other, and you know who wouldn't be looking forward to an All-Ireland semi-final? You know, if we look at it, there's 28 other teams in Ireland will be watching it. You know, and they would love to be in the position we are.
Just like in 2008, it's a Cookstown man who captains the side. Shane McGarty is looking forward to the occasion of returning to Croke Park.
It's a good honour now, but the most important thing is the team. So it is it's great to get over the last game there against Kerry. So we're just taking it one thing or one game at a time here now, and we're just trying to prepare the best we can for the game against Mayo on Sunday.
McGarty had a good performance against Kerry. Perhaps negotiating the quarterfinals was easier than anybody expected.
No, I wouldn't say that now. Kerry, we all know the quality of players that they have at every age group now. So we're just very thankful now to get through it at the finish up. But when you come in, it was going to be a very tough match, and it still made us work hard for every ball right to the end.
And Mayo no doubt will pull it up to Tyrone again this Sunday.
It's common there in Galway, and Mayo have been the fine there the last couple of years, so we know it'll be a very tough match, and they have a great tradition surely, but we're just going to try and prepare the best we can, and we know it'll be a very tough match, just see how it goes in the day.